Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Dirt and Sprague.
There's nothing I don't think we can accomplish if we just start focusing on a little bit of improvement every day. And I feel like all the pieces are here. There's not something I'm worried about. Now it's just, the only thing I'm kind of worried about is the speed and pace and intensity at which we're about to get going might be a little different, and we just got to get people there quickly.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brendan Sprague.
They spread the floor. They bring Williams out on top of the screen. Get a switch here to Zion on Holiday.
Step back.
Float it up. Float it in! Drew Holiday from long range, his seventh hit of the night. 27 points, 116 to 105, a minute 19 left.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Hello, happy Friday, everybody. Hello, good morning, Swag. How we doing?
We're doing fantastic.
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling great.
Got those Friday vibes.
Got the Friday vibes. We got a company party tonight.
Yeah, we got a big old client party this afternoon. This afternoon.
I guess, yeah, technically it starts in the afternoon, yeah. But it goes into the evening.
It'll go, yeah. We'll see how long after the scheduled time it may go.
Were you at the one last year, or did we have one 2 years ago? I can't remember the
The last one. I think it was 2 years ago. We didn't do one last
year.
You're
right. It was 2 years ago.
It was 2 years ago, and I might have been on my brotherhood
excursion. Oh, your initiation. You're getting spanked with a paddle.
No.
One of those deals.
No.
Yeah. I mean, sure.
Might have been on the brotherhood reunion Austin.
Right. You guys weren't doing any weird stuff in hotel rooms.
No.
All right.
Nah.
Yeah, sure. I was at that one, and it was radio. It's always fun. I actually saw a ton of our old coworkers at that one. Randomly, we had a ton. Like, our former boss showed up.
Wow.
Now, I didn't get to speak with him, but, like, a lot of our old coworkers showed up,
man.
So I got to catch up with a lot of people.
There you go.
I don't know if that's going to happen today, but we got office party. They've been planning it. We got all this cornhole.
Yeah, I know. They got stuff set up all over the building.
Cooley's gone from being the general manager to, like, the decorator. He's, like, situating furniture and...
Yeah,
that's a do-it-all guy right there.
When you're in charge, you're in charge.
I know. And he's really in charge.
And we found out who's in charge of the Blazers yesterday.
We did. We got to know Tommy D. Look, I wouldn't have actually asked it because in the moment I think they would have viewed it as too immature or stupid. I do want to know if he takes being called Tommy D. Is it dumb to him? Was he called that and he hates it? Or is he kind of like, nah, some of my best friends call me Tommy D.? Like, I'm kind of curious about that. I don't know if we'll ever be able to interview him, but it was nice to get to know that boss. But the Odyssey office party shenanigans.
Yes.
We'll all be getting here roughly around 2 p.m. Yes. And then the festivities actually start at 3.
3.
And I think Primetime has like a different version of their show today because of it, right?
Yeah, they're doing something live to start, and then they're knocking off early so they can go out and shake hands and kiss
babies.
And
kiss babies, right. Yeah. It's going to be really awkward. They're doing their show, and there's just a big-ass group of people right outside the window.
Exactly. There's supposedly a band that's going to play at some point. That ought to make it real interesting to do a show.
Yeah, I'm curious what time they get off with a concert starting in our place. Or, you know, we got a good size office, but you're going to hear that.
Yeah, you're going to hear
it.
Because I think the little stage is just like right around the corner from our studios.
Yeah.
I don't know how you wouldn't hear it if it's like any sort of, you know, maybe if it's a singer-songwriter just playing a keyboard, maybe it's not. But if it's a band and there's guitars and drums
right,
and a bass,
right.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't know who the band is.
I saw it and couldn't tell you. So yeah. I don't know if it's like just some local cover band, if it's
I'm sure it's
up
a good
and coming,
band.
You know, somebody Hamilton found.
Yeah.
That's a, you know, the next up and coming, you know.
Have him sign the wall. We got Benson Boone's autograph
I know.
Out there. And now look at him. He's a global superstar.
Global superstar.
Yeah, but we had to be back here by 2, so it's an awkward in between.
Yeah,
like,
I know. I might be closer to 2:30.
Oh, really?
I planned all this stuff ahead
I know,
of time.
There's a turn and burn factor here.
So
I'm hoping for 2:15.
Yeah, I'll try.
2:15 could be perfect. Because I don't think you'll have a lot
Nobody
of
Nobody takes
arrivals.
Into consideration our particular time slot ever when they plan things.
I mean, I don't think you should. To be fair, like it sucks for us in some ways, but I don't think you should be planning it by what we're doing.
No,
there's
I
only
understand.
Three of us
but
here.
But if we say, hey, we'll be there before 3, then we shouldn't be getting any flack.
Well, you also have to wonder how many clients are going to be showing up. I mean, are we going
to
have everybody showing up at 3?
They want us to be here ahead of time so that when the clients start showing up, we're here.
You guys shake the hands.
I get it.
Yeah, but how many walk in at 3:45?
Exactly.
3:50, 4 o'clock, 3:30, you know what I mean? So,
exactly.
That's what we're getting down on here today on a beautiful little Friday. It's a delightful drive-in.
It's supposed to be...
Dude,
best weekend of the year.
It might get to 80 Sunday.
I know.
And it might be 77 on Saturday.
We're just hoping it filters over into next week as we I went out to got the rundown of the new ballpark out in Hillsboro.
Oh, for the baseball season.
Yeah, we got we sampled some food, the roster's put together, we got some stuff going on.
Well, I'm stuck of like I don't know what to do yet because Sunday my wife is going down to do something in Salem. That's where her parents live.
Ah.
And I thought when she said, oh, we're going to Salem Sunday, I was like,
taking the kids?
We're doing an Easter thing.
Oh, okay.
Right, exactly. Same thing. Oh, Easter. That's right, Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
Good Friday. Happy Good Friday, everybody.
Yes.
To all those that observe. And so she tells me this, and I'm like, oh, okay, we're doing, because I hadn't heard anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, we're doing a family Easter event, huh? And she goes, oh, no, I'm volunteering somewhere. Do you want to go? And I was like, because her parents are Catholic.
Ah.
So...
Yeah.
They're going to observe.
Certainly.
So I'm like, okay, so we're going down early, early Sunday, but, and she doesn't know this yet, and she's not awake yet, me and my homie, Jesus, and that's a coincidence with the holiday given.
Yes.
Me and the Jesus are trying to golf.
Okay.
So we're trying to find a tee time. We're trying to go maybe twilight at some point because, you know, maybe you book in like a 2:45, 3 p.m.
Why aren't you... talking to our friend who is a member at a golf course?
Because I don't think I'll be down there all day. I think it's going to be like we'll be leaving for home around 11 or noon.
Oh.
So back
you're trying to get a tee time back here.
Well, it just I'm not going to be in Salem, I think, the whole time. I do want to golf with our friend Terry B over there.
Yes.
Again. His course was delightful.
It was delightful.
He was a very good host.
Wonderful host.
We have listeners at that course, and
yes.
They were very nice to meet. But I'll be probably more up in this region
gotcha.
At around 2 o'clock-ish.
Okay.
So it's actually funny. I didn't think about it until I said it out loud. I'm golfing with Jesus.
No better way to celebrate that holiday.
There is no better way. And he is a kind individual who cares about all people.
I believe. Have I met him?
You met him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's the homie.
Yeah.
That's the golf brother.
Nice.
But we're looking to book a tee time. So the weekend should be pretty delightful.
Weekend should be delightful. Got a tee time Saturday morning.
Mm. God, there's nothing more exciting than saying you got a tee time.
Got a tee time.
I don't think we have one booked. And that's my biggest fear is we don't have a window now.
Well,
We might have one because of the holiday, but...
Interesting.
There's a lot of other people that don't observe.
Well, there's a lot of people that get up early to go do the holiday festivities.
Or they golf early because they do like an afternoon
Maybe they have an afternoon gathering. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
It is going to be interesting. In fact, I'm trying to think about my old family holidays when we did Easter.
Yeah.
Like back when my great-grandparents were alive. It was far more consistent of like family get-togethers.
Right.
Once they died, it was over.
Getting up, you're going to church, then you're coming back, we're doing the Easter egg hunt, and then grandma and grandpa are coming over, and 2 o'clock we're feasting.
We always went to my great-grandparents' house, and they lived in Vancouver, and so we'd always go over there, we'd do the church, we'd do the ham lunch, early dinner thing, and then we'd usually do the Easter egg stuff. We usually did that at around... 2 o'clock. So maybe the twilight rounds will be better for the weekend. I have no idea.
It's always tough to tell. Plus, I mean, this is the first true spring weekend we've had, so you've got that.
Yeah.
And people that have been itching to get out.
Do you have somebody that you routinely golf with the most, like the most consistently?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only issue is he's up in Vancouver.
So you always have to think about like in-betweens?
So, yeah.
Yeah. That's always the difficult thing is like where you're going to golf.
Yeah.
Me and him live next to each other.
So now he's got his schedule where sometimes he will have particular days off. He
won't, right.
And so he's more willing then to come out here to my side of the world.
Well, there's a little more options over here. I mean, they got some good courses over there. But,
yeah.
You know, you got Camas Meadows.
But then there's
Meadows
other time. Yeah.
Lewis River.
We can meet. Sometimes we'll meet halfway. We'll go play Glendevere or Rose City or Heron Lakes.
If the weather permits, I'm thinking about, so next year when we do Fan Madness.
Yeah.
So I had to.
Oh, playing Tri-Mountain?
I ended up bolting out Friday a lot earlier than I wanted to. And that was my mistake because I had told the wife scheduling stuff incorrectly.
Yeah.
So next year, I'm thinking, because we might be out there Thursday and Friday.
If that happens, Wednesday afternoon, baby.
Wednesday afternoon?
Out of Tri-Mountain?
Thursday afternoon.
There's games going on.
Well, Thursday. So what would it? Yeah, but here's what I would do. I'd schedule like an 11 at Tri-Mountain Thursday, watch the games on my phone, golf around, and then check into the casino and make Thursday my really big, I'm down at the sports book. The entire time hang and have a good time, and then maybe bolt early Friday because staying there Thursday, or I guess it'd be Wednesday, wouldn't it?
That's what I'm saying.
You're right. It would be Wednesday. So schedule a tee time Wednesday at around 11, bolt out of here, have my bag, golf, be ready for Thursday, hang all Thursday in the casino.
Thursday's our day, baby.
Go hard Thursday.
Yeah.
And then do our show Friday, and then maybe watch the first half of the first games and then bolt.
Yeah.
That's probably what the plan's going to be.
Definitely.
But I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the weekend. It should be a good one.
Yep.
We have a lot to get to today.
Yeah.
It's a very busy show. We had a press conference yesterday.
We had a press conference. We had another Blazer win.
Yeah. We have a Blazer win.
Still done defeated.
We are done defeated. It's nice that we didn't blow that game and the trap game
didn't play out.
Look,
for a half, and I was like, I texted you, trap.
You weren't wrong on that. What was the play? First half, it was probably the Pelicans and the points.
We'll see if they played a little bit of maybe some of the Dundon press conference highlights at halftime to give them some proper motivation because they were much more interested in defense and rebounding in the second half.
Yeah, it seemed like they were kind of sleepwalking in the first half of that game, and then they got their ass together in the third quarter, and Tamani really good, and Drew kind of said,
hey, let's go.
Exactly. And now we wake up and we have an 8-seeded Blazers team.
You have a half game lead on the 8 seed. You got a couple of days now off. You don't play till Monday and Wednesday, but big road trip.
It's a big road trip. And I don't know if Wimby's going to play against Portland because he only has to play 3 of their final 5 and he didn't play last night.
And it didn't matter.
They have the
Nuggets, Spurs, Monday, Wednesday.
Spurs have us and the Mavs in their final few games, so I don't know if he'll play in both of those or just one of them. So we'll have to kind of wait and see on that one. But we did get to know Tom Dundon a little bit. Got to know Shil Tile. To know Andrew Cheung.
Mm-hmm.
He was maybe my favorite of the press conference.
Yeah.
Talk about a guy that does not care about basketball. I mean, that was great. When they asked him
questions. Nubai Yong. We got a Chinese guy.
Yeah, it's big in China. We got a Chinese player. That's great. And then he just leans back. It's like, okay, that's the guy giving money that doesn't care at all about sports. But we will dive into Tom Dundon and go through some of the clips. Give me some thoughts, too. There was one big takeaway for me, and I'm going to tell you what it is when we get to it today. But let's start the show. We'll start in the association. We had some kind of devastating news happen to one Western Conference team. Play through the standings a little bit. And the Blazers moved up. So we'll kind of play through the Western Conference standings. We'll start there. Dirt and Sprague, good to be with you on this Good Friday. We start next on 105.1 The Fan.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Swag, did you see this? By the way, welcome in. Happy Friday, everybody. Thanks for hanging with us.
Yes, happy on 105.1. Friday.
The Fan Sports Network, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app. And YouTube. Good morning. We are live on YouTube. Fan text lines 503-864-6326. That's how you can reach the old radio program today. As we'll run through the laundry list of things that are happening, happened yesterday, and there is a lot to discuss. This random story, I'd seen this kind of the tail end of the show, and then I saw them send out something after we got off air. So I was hanging around the office a little bit, and Brandman was asking me, what happened here? And so I told him because I saw the video. Now, when you see these videos at sporting events now, I'm very conditioned to just assume none of it's real. Like, that's my instincts.
Oh.
And so...
Yeah, you told me about this.
Yeah, so it's April 3rd, 2 days ago on April 1st, the Wizards, the Washington Wizards, who have one of the worst teams I've ever seen exist.
Yeah.
They're trying to have fun. What day is April 1st usually called?
It's April Fool's
Day. April Fool's. So... What they do is they bring a fan down to the court to shoot a blindfolded half-court shot, okay? He shoots the shot. Everybody in the arena, including the on-court staff, starts going nuts after he shoots it. This is for $10,000.
Yeah.
He takes his blindfold off. He starts going crazy. All the mascots are out, the cheerleaders, the dancers, everybody's out. They're celebrating this guy. This guy thinks he has hit a half-court shot for 10 Gs blindfolded. Well, he looks up to the Jumbotron, and what happens?
Wah, wah,
they
wah.
Show him the replay, not remotely close. The check doesn't exist. He's not going to get $10,000. He looks stunned,
Ouch. Confused.
He walks off the court. Happy April Fools. Well, this did not sit well with the hundreds or the tens of Wizards fans that exist out there. And they got upset by this. And they thought they were doing somebody dirty. And there's two things to this. One,
there's a ruse on top of the ruse.
Yeah. And this is what I'm saying. Don't ever believe that these are real random fans. Just assume that's a staff person with the Wizards. And guess what it was? They released it. It was an individual. The entire thing was scripted.
Yeah.
You have this sometimes when they do the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
And they'll have like the proposal rejection or the kiss rejection. Yeah. Most of the time, those people are plants. Okay? Just don't believe that anything like that is real. But fans still were upset by this and thought it was wrong of the team. So the Wizards had to send out a statement apologizing that they even did the joke and the bit.
I know.
What are we doing?
Why
are we sending out apologies for scripted bits on what is known as a jokey day?
I don't know.
And by the way, I would argue should have been real and is still hilarious. I mean, I know people need money right now, but damn, that's a great prank to put on somebody blindfolded, shoot the it shot, is. Celebrate it. Oh, it turns out you airballed it. Anybody would understand that, like, oh, okay, I didn't actually hit that shot. The odds of that are infinitely small.
Yeah.
But the fact that the team sent out an apology to me is so ridiculous and dumb. Wizards, you are already the joke of the league.
Exactly.
Why did you need to do this to add even more to it? It's just, it was so dumb. I thought it was ridiculous. I thought it was the most fake video I'd ever seen of a fan shooting that shot. Then the fact that they got outraged and then had to apologize and explain, we have set this entire thing up, but we're still sorry we did it. I think speaks to the nature of outrage culture, but also just, what are you doing, Wizards? You don't need to apologize for anything. Not so good news last night from the Wizards to the Lakers.
No.
The red-hot Los Angeles Lakers got to play the Thunder, and everybody was wondering, is this Laker team for real?
No.
No, they're not. Stinking it up today, spoiler alert, will be the Los Angeles Lakers. They lost by 40 points. It wasn't close. It never was. And in the fourth quarter, when the Thunder were up 90-58, yes, that score is correct, 90-58, Luka Doncic came up hobbling, left the game, hamstring
tweaked
injury.
The hammy's getting an MRI today.
And it didn't look like a...
Same hammy tweaked earlier in the season.
Dude, it didn't look like a nice and easy hamstring injury.
No, he did
injury.
Not look to be in much comfort.
So now we have to kind of wait on the evaluation of him, but the Lakers, even when they had him...
Yeah.
I mean, I think the Lakers are having a nice run.
The 6th seed right now? I know it's tight. Minnesota?
The 6th seed right now is Minnesota, but Denver's only one game back of the Lakers, so the Lakers might fall to Houston and be in the 4-5. Hell, they might end up blowing this lead if Luka's out the rest of the regular season, which I would assume he would be. They might fall down to the 6th seed. They might be going to Denver, Houston, or Minnesota, depending on how it all goes. Because that's how the order is. It's Oklahoma City is the 1 seed. The Spurs are still hot on their heels. And by the way, Wemby didn't play last night, and they still went to L.A.
And they housed them.
And they destroyed
them. Having played
them
the night before, too.
Didn't matter.
No.
And the Clippers, man, I said it on the show. The Clippers, I think they've been pretty good. I think they've been in the top 10 since January 1st in offense and defensive efficiencies. But the way the Blazers beat them up and then how they looked last night with no Wemby, I don't know about the Clippers. They're sinking like a stone. So you got Oklahoma City 1, you got San Antonio 2, and then this is where it's just going to play musical chairs, I would imagine, the rest of the regular season with about 4 to 5 games left. Lakers, Nuggets, Rockets, Wolves.
Yeah.
The Wolves are right there. And by the way, a correction from yesterday's program, you were correct, I was wrong.
Oh.
Mike Conley's playing decent amount of minutes for them. But the few
I thought I had seen him in highlights like in like non-garbage time.
The first game, or maybe it was the first
two
games.
I know he picks his spots.
He didn't play.
Yeah.
He was just on the bench in his uniform not playing. I'm like, oh, they brought him back for vibes. I hadn't watched a lot of Timberwolves, so my apologies on that one. But Minnesota is 1 game back of Houston. They're about 2.5 back of Denver.
Minnesota has the most interesting game. The Friday night slate in the NBA is not good.
Tonight's not good?
No. The best game is the Timberwolves at the Sixers.
The tough thing for them is Saturday, everybody's going to be watching the Final Four.
I know.
They're not going to watch the Saturday night prime
time.
Now,
tradition, I don't know if they're still doing it, but tradition was always... No, they're not, because the Blazers play on Monday. Tradition was they never played on the championship game. But apparently that's gone out the window. If you go back...
Well, the championship game is on TBS this year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it didn't, I mean, it didn't matter. Tradition was the NBA did not schedule games on the national title game night.
Gotcha.
But I think that's gone by the wayside.
So when you look at the West standings right now, and Phoenix, by the way, like Phoenix has lost 2 in a row. They're 3-7 in their last 10.
Yeah.
Portland's 8-2. Phoenix is only 2.5 up, and I know there's not that many games left, but the way Phoenix is playing, like people are really upset with their coach, Jordan Ott. Because he's fallen in love with small ball, and he is refusing to play anybody with, like, real substantial athletic size. And so Suns fans now are really hot and bothered. They got housed yesterday by the Hornets. So Portland's sitting in an 8 seed with still maybe an outside slim shot to catch 7. And then the Clippers fell back yesterday with their loss against the Wimby-less Spurs. And then, you know, Curry's going to come back Saturday against the Rockets is what the report says. So the Warriors are not going to catch anybody, but the Warriors may have Steph Curry to play in. So
yeah, they're trying to save him. They want him to play, try to get out there at least for one regular season game just to, you know, shake the rust off. But yeah, it is not a good night of NBA action. There are 5 games with point spreads, 15 and higher.
Do you buy the Spurs no experience playoff stuff, or do you think they're going to be the different outlier team here? Because
based on what I've seen for 3 months, what are they, 27-2 in their last?
They've won 11 in a row.
Yeah,
they're the hottest team in the league.
They're just doing what they do, and they have Wemby. I mean, obviously, if Wemby's out,
but none of the Fox has been there once. Barnes is their most experienced guy.
Their head coach hasn't been there. I don't know.
You don't care about that?
None of that seems to matter right now.
I mean, in the regular season, it doesn't matter. But when you get there, and this
but they're
going to
play, but they're the 2 seed. They're going to play Portland, Phoenix, or the Clippers.
Yeah, and that's going to be a sweep or a 5-gamer.
And so they can get into what, you know, understanding what the playoffs are all about and the experience and the media and all of those, you know, periphery things. And so then by the time they get set to meet the Clippers or the Nuggets or whoever, I think then it's just about how they match up and go play.
Yeah, but I look at, like, Houston. I don't like Houston's chances against them.
No.
But Houston has a little more experience. Minnesota's been to back-to-back conference finals, but I don't know, man. Minnesota's weird.
If they get the Nuggets, then life gets interesting. I mean, Denver's health will play a lot into that. That series intrigues the hell out of me.
I would think that Denver's going to pass the Lakers, who are not going to have Luka. That would be my
guess.
So
if that's the game, that's the semifinals, 2-3.
Yeah.
And that's must-watch TV.
I think Oklahoma City's just going to breeze their way to the West Finals, no problem.
I think so.
I mean, I think they're ultimately going to win the West again, even if the Spurs end up playing them, and the Spurs have played them really well this year.
I think if they don't have Hartenstein back...
There is a playoff thing, though, man. Like, good as Wemby is...
That is... They owned them in the regular season.
I get it. Yeah, I know, but it's just different. It's hard to put into words. It's just different.
Yeah,
you can be a little more physical. Guess who's going to get, you know, real physical? Wemby. They are,
but I also think the Spurs perimeter guys will get real physical with SGA, and if he's not getting as many whistles.
He's going to draw those. I mean, he's getting a lot of ridiculous whistles.
Castle. Yeah. Fox.
Oh, I thought you were going to keep rhyming there. You had it going there for a minute.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. And the standings have been spectacular in the West race. We're only 2.5 back of the Suns after that win last night and the Clippers falling. And so, you know, can you get out of the play-in and be the 7 seed, or are you going to end up being the 8 seed and end up taking on Oklahoma City?
I think the 7 seed only. Let's see what happens with these 2 road games in Denver and the Spurs.
Well, yeah. We got to see if Wimby's going to play. And Denver, I have a hard time thinking you're going to beat Denver, but Portland has surprised me before, including against the Clippers the other night. And if the Dundon's coming in, it's like, yo, messages, you better be playing.
You're
hard.
All playing for your jobs.
Yeah.
Message received.
Well, I text you last night what I thought, because we'll get to the Dundon audio today, but I text you last night legitimately when I think about this roster, And this is part of what I want to talk about today. When you talk about the offseason, and I know we're not there. We're still a little ways away from it. Tamani, Denny, Donovan, Drew, Dame, Young, Veet. I think everything else up in the air. Everybody else. So we'll
now I think there will be one or two more of the remaining guys that are still with them. Which those one or two are, we'll wait. That depends.
No doubt. I'm just saying, like, if you said, Brandon, pick the names that you would feel the most confident all back versus guys that you're not sure
not,
up
could
in the
get
air.
Traded. Could,
right.
Yeah.
Those are the only names that I would come up with.
That's fair.
So, and I think Dundon made that abundantly clear yesterday, and we'll talk about that at the top of the hour. We're back with more at 6:29. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1, The Fan. A quick pause on the hoop stuff real quick. I'll get to the Blazers. They won yesterday, beat the Pellies. I think yesterday's biggest story, though, is the Dundon stuff, so we'll get into that at the top of the hour. Can anybody explain to me what an agent has on Adam Schefter to get him to post a serious tweet of 5 years, 172 for Kirk Cousins, as if we really believe that's going to be the deal? And I love that he had to add in the tweet, it all boils down to a 1 year, $20 million deal.
Yeah.
Like, okay, what are we doing?
I don't know.
I'm just reporting
the facts.
Okay. I find all of that just so stupid. A five-year 172, he's never going to see 5 years 172.
What is he, 37, 38 right now?
Yes. And by the way, his $10 million guarantee for 2027, okay, so he's going to make $20 million in 2026. His career earnings of more than $341 million surpassed the $333 for Tom Brady.
Yeah.
A $10 million guarantee.
We need to hire Kirker's agent. That's what I
mean. We need to have like an interview with this person. Who is his agent? Because I think when you look up a career of a player and earnings,
hasn't he had the most guaranteed money from his contract of any player in NBA, in NFL history? Isn't that what I read?
I believe
like
you
as a
are
percent,
correct.
It's like 98% of his career earnings have been guaranteed.
Look at this. Vegas Raiders, $20 million guaranteed. Falcons, 62, 62. Minnesota, 30, 40, 21, 40, 28, 26. Washington, because they franchise tagged him multiple times like a bunch of idiots, 23.9, 19.9. This is unbelievable.
How do you like me now?
I mean, I love you. I don't think you're an elite quarterback. You never have been. You have one playoff win in your entire career. It's one of the greatest bag-getting story in sports history. Can we find a better example?
It's up there with Bobby Bonilla. It's different, but
I'd argue Bobby Bonilla, when he played, was a better player than Kirk Cousins, wasn't he, in his respective league?
Yeah. But, Bob, I mean, we celebrate Bobby Bonilla. He's still getting paid.
I think he has one more year
one
of it.
One or two
right?
more years.
It's almost done, finally. It's no longer Bobby Bonilla Day. Look, that's a good one. Bobby Bonilla Day is a good one. But at least he had the foresight to say, actually, deferred.
Sure.
Pay me yearly.
There you go.
Instead of, like, Kirk Cousins just convincing teams to give him all
of this. Better than a 401k.
I mean, who needs a 401? That is your 401k,
that
dude.
Is.
Unbelievable. 1 year, $20 million deal, but they frame it as 5 years, 172.
And he's going to play no more than
two seasons. I could see two.
He's going to play no more than eight games unless.
Oh, you mean starting?
Yeah.
I mean,
unless Mendoza gets hurt.
And then he's back. Yeah, he's back on the saddle. But it's just, the $10 million guarantee in 2027. All right.
So that's like if he's just still on the roster.
Now, Tom Brady in the press conference has got to make a joke about this, right?
I would think so.
$20 million. I don't know what they're doing there. Mike McCartney is his agent.
Okay.
Vayner Sports.
Huh.
That dude should have way more clients.
That guy needs to go in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
That's a
Where's
good poll question.
Where's his gold jacket?
Should Kirk Cousins' agent get more consideration for the Pro Football Hall of Fame? That's a great poll question. I'm going to put that one up at Dirt and Sprague. I don't really think much of the signing. I just think he's the Jacoby. I said this yesterday, Jacoby Brissett, as we had talked about, because it came out yesterday in roughly the 6 a.m. hour. But I didn't see the financial details till after the show. And so when I saw the 5-year 170, I was like, what? And then it was like, oh, it's really 1 year, 20 million. I'm like, oh, okay, all right, there we go. But Kirk Cousins, an all-time bag getter. So Portland is experiencing new ownership.
Yes.
They're in a playoff race.
Yeah.
We can talk a little bit about what we saw yesterday coming up in the next segment against the old Pellies, and then we'll get into some Dundon stuff. We got Final Four to talk about. I got audio from all the coaches.
Indeed. Women's Final Four is tonight.
So is the expansion draft.
And the expansion this afternoon. We will have Portland Fire players on a roster, on a list.
We will at least have an idea of the team.
You'll have the startings of a roster. They'll still be able to trade those, and then they'll go right into free agency. And then the college draft is on Monday the 13th.
I put up the bat signal about one coach in this Final Four, and I think yesterday he all but confirmed your deepest fears if you're a fan of this team. So we'll get to some Final Four stuff today. Look, we don't Sprague the line. I will give you some picks, some gambling picks.
Okay.
At around 9:30. So if you want to, you know, put some Sprague the line sponsors in.
Am I throwing in our the music? I'll throw the music
in. Let's throw the music in.
We'll get some fake sponsors.
503-864-6326 is where you can throw your Sprague the line sponsors in. The Blazers making the 7th seed. I mean, talk about a season. Look, the 7th seed, and you're going to lose in the first round in 4 or 5 games. You stand no chance against that Spurs team. I don't even care how little experience they have. But, man, that's a hell of a thing for Joe Cronin and company to kind of go into the offseason with a new owner and say,
hey, we
look
closed.
What we did.
You came. Everybody felt a little inspiration.
Yep.
And this is the start.
Well, I don't know about you. I kind of buy
into... And I would much rather have them play the Spurs than the Thunder, because the Spurs are the young team. They are the team that in 3 years, I think everybody is projecting, is probably the juggernaut in the Western Conference.
I mean, until
give
they
or take.
Get
assuming,
past the Thunder.
Assuming health
and
normal development of guys.
Look, it's 2 games. I'm not going to get skis.
That's the team the Blazers have to figure out how to put a roster together to beat.
I do. Well, there's more than one team.
I know.
You could be at best 7. So there's 6 other teams better than you right now.
Well, there's that. But if you are looking at the brass ring and the big prize.
Until Ann Edwards is out of Minnesota, I don't think you should be overlooking that. Jokic is going nowhere. He'll just retire in
Denver. He'll just retire at some point and get sick
of it. Houston will eventually move on from KD, and maybe they'll figure that out.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma City's going to be in your way for a while too. So it's
and
not
how
just
much
the one.
You know, what are the Lakers going to do with Doncic? And
well, once LeBron leaves,
gone, now what are they doing?
They're going to go get a max player. And they might have him, Austin Reeves, and Luka Doncic.
Oh,
I know.
My
point is, I do buy the internet buzz of say what you want, 2 games, but the way they beat the Clippers up and their ability to kind of sleepwalk and then come back and beat the Pellies last night, and the Pellies are not good, but there is a bit of a vibe of like, it does seem like everybody from Thiago being more animated to watching the players' effort. That seems to have rejuvenated something here. Now, I don't know what they're going to do on the road trip. That's a big one. That's a tough one. San Antonio, Denver, no easy teams here. But there is a bit of a good vibes check-in here that I totally buy into, having seen it just even for 2 games.
And they
with
haven't.
Dundon.
They haven't had. That's what we mentioned going into the Clippers game. They haven't had a game with stakes, actual stakes, in 5 years.
No, it'd been a while.
And they responded to that environment.
They did.
Now we'll see what happens on the road in these 2 games.
It's going to be a big one, but at least they get a couple days rest. There's no update, by the way, on Jeremy. Thiago gave no update on
no.
that. And my take is if he does play again, it's going to be in the playoff, not the play-in. Could be wrong on that. And if he is at all nervous at all about that calf and what it leads to, given I wouldn't be so sure he's going to be here next year, I wouldn't be shocked if he just sits out.
And if and when he does come back, he should be coming off the bench. If he gets on hot and he's on a heater and he's scoring, great, leave him in.
You want Scoot staying in the starting lineup?
I would rather see Scoot stay in the starting lineup at this point. I think defensively it gives you more versatility and options. And then if Scoot starts throwing it all over the yard, then, okay, come out, I'll put Thibel or Murray.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that last night. The slow starting game, we were texting and it was like...
Scoot was kind of keeping a minute there for a little bit. He had most of his points early on.
Well, the trap trap was real to start the game.
Yes.
And what's the play? Well, probably first half Pellies, but the overall game ended up being the Blazers, who jumped to the 8 seed. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And then we'll get the Dundon audio coming up at the top of the 7 a.m. hour. We'll talk Final Four as well. And I have leftover audio from the Magic Hat that I want to get to today, because there is somebody in our society that needs to be talked about. And also, kind of exciting in the sport of baseball, we got the youngest player.
That's right. He makes his debut tonight.
He makes his debut tonight. And it's all the buzz in the sport. So a lot to get to. Back with a little Blazer Pelly talk next on 105.1 The Fan.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com, American meat delivered.
All right, welcome back in. 6:47. Tom Dundon introduces himself and the ownership group. We'll get to that coming up at the top of the hour. A clear takeaway for me. I'm curious if it was for anybody else out there. I'll tell you what that is coming up at the top of the hour. We'll dive into the Final Four. We have a Final Four this weekend. We'll hear from all the coaches as they're getting ready for their Indianapolis games on Saturday. Did you see last night? I know we'll talk about the game part of it. The Blazers had a bit of a slow start against the old Pellies. But did you see what people noticed about the Moda Center last night?
I did not.
Ah, it was all the rage on social media.
Oh.
People noticed for the first time during a game, the apartment light was on.
Oh.
And so you might be asking, Tom Dundon's a Texas-based guy. Where's he going to go after Portland? Who knows? But where is he staying while he's here? And I legitimately wondered this morning on my drive in. I drive right past the Moda Center on 5. And I looked at the moat and I went, I wonder if he's in there sleeping right now. And it kind of seems like he might be in there.
There you go.
Sleeping, or he at least is waking up in the old Paul Allen apartment inside the Moda Center.
Now, later on in the game, was that his wife and daughter who I saw?
I believe his, it looked or, like his
or is that
kids.
Sister and like, was that, I didn't delve into too much about his personal.
Two kids were there.
Okay.
I saw two kids at least.
I saw a youngerish girl who looked like she was like 8 or 9.
I think
he has
an older son that was next to his wife.
Okay.
They were getting autographs before the game with the players.
Gotcha.
And, you know, it was just cool to see him down there.
Yeah.
And I you know, a lot of today's show is going to be mostly about the press conference. That was a lot of us out there. That was the first time, man. Like, and
yeah,
especially when you go back to 88 when Paul bought it, that's a big deal. But the media, the climate, everything was so different that yesterday, and Lamar Hurd said this in the intro, like, seen a lot of faces I never seen here before. Yeah, no kidding. And you're not going to see him again. Yeah. I loved Lamar Hurd saying, you know, and you guys are welcome to stick around and watch the game tonight.
Exactly.
Yeah, 70% of those people ended up leaving and not hanging out for the game. But I would tell you, if I was the owner of the Blazers, if I was Tom Dundon, if I was that person, I'd be in that apartment all the time, and I would kind of be him. I don't know if I would want to be courtside to be seen every single game.
Yeah.
I might just observe from the apartment so I could scream in a bedroom.
Yeah.
Because that kind of stuff would drive me crazy night in, night out as the owner. But they're still undefeated in the Tom era, and they won last night against the Pelicans. They really weren't playing serious basketball in the first half.
No.
They did cut into that deficit in the last couple minutes pretty quickly. And that's when it kind of shifted. They go into the half. They come into the third quarter, and they kind of just take over the game. Had a good third quarter.
Yeah, message was delivered at halftime.
If
you guys rebound and, you know, communicate on defense, then we'll be fine.
You know what's interesting? I don't know. What do you make of Donovan? Is Donovan dealing with something?
Donovan needs to spend all summer in the weight room working on his core and his trunk.
Because he got into foul trouble, but like also his last couple games, they're doing this without him doing much.
No, Lopez was a problem for him. He can get, I think there's a disproportionate amount of his bulk and strength above the waist than below.
Mm.
He needs to be able – he can get moved off his spot against other bigs.
Well, Rob Williams is also playing exceptional basketball.
He's playing great.
Tamani's playing really, really good right now. Drew Holiday is on a bit of a heater.
Yep.
And Denny Avdia last night was a problem again, getting to the line, you know, picking his spots, hitting big shots.
Yeah.
So that's really what's carrying him. You think Scoot should stay in the starting lineup if Jeremy comes back?
I do. One, I think.
But do you think that's realistic of what they're going to do?
I have no clue.
Because I'm not convinced.
I have no idea.
Unless Jeremy's like, let me build up, ramp up, get some minutes.
He's been out for a little while. Yeah, there's that. I think initially he'll come back and he'll come off the bench, especially if the Blazers keep winning here. I don't think he's going to mess with the rotation late. Now, if they go on the road, you know, if things don't go well on this little mini road trip, then Jeremy's ready to come back, maybe he goes back in.
So the chances of them catching the 7th seed, by the way, the Suns are at Chicago on Sunday at noon.
Yeah.
That's a Suns win.
That better be a win.
And then they're back home for Houston and Dallas, who knows, at the Lakers, probably without Luka. And then OKC might have everything wrapped, but I wouldn't guarantee that they can even beat the reserves of OKC. So it's a long shot to get to the 7 with these
Blazers
games.
But the Blazers have to win at least one of these two road games to give themselves a chance.
There's no doubt about it. But the minute they lose to, is it San Antonio first, then Denver?
Denver first, then San Antonio.
The minute if they lose that Denver game, you can kiss that goodbye.
Then they're worried about the 8 seed.
Well,
I mean, the Clippers.
Or you don't need to be worried because the Clippers are kind of playing funky basketball right now.
I understand.
So I have to kind of wait and see on
Plus
it.
Plus, you get them one more time.
Last night, I think right now the way that your veterans are playing, like Robert Williams is
Drew,
playing
Rob Williams
peak
and Tamani
Celtics basketball.
They're
carrying you. And
they're playing both ends of the floor.
Yeah, and I'd actually argue to your point too on Scoot. Like I thought Scoot had a good start to yesterday's game.
He kind of kept them his drive. He was getting to the rim.
I mean, he's 50% from the field.
Yeah, but he was driving. He was kind of breaking down the defense. They were kicking out. They weren't hitting threes early. And in the first quarter, they missed a bunch.
Well, they severely outshot New Orleans in the first half from three in the third quarter.
Yeah, the
New
third
Orleans
quarter.
Was just getting to the cup and getting whatever they wanted. By the way, they got a couple good players, that New Orleans team.
They have talent. They're certainly. We'll see if they Borrego stays and can keep the job, or if they...
Well, they got no first-round pick.
Go somewhere else.
Because they made one of the dumbest trades you could possibly
make. That wasn't sharp.
The Scoot stuff, you know, it's such a back-and-forth topic for Blazer fans, and it's hard not to have a back-and-forth opinion on it. I don't know if he's long to be a Blazer, but what I would say about this is, like, last night, efficient, fine. I really would like to be seeing these assists and rebound numbers, man. One rebound and three assists.
Well, I think it's hard for him, especially if he's out there with Holiday and Denny. He just isn't going to have the ball in his hands as much.
I know, but in the minutes he doesn't have it, and even when he is out there with him, like, create. That's just kind of what I want to see. He's on the year 14-2-3.
Yeah, I know.
That's, you know, supposed to be your starting point guard. So
I know.
Fine game last night.
Defensively, I think they can do more things with him out there than Jeremy. They can switch screens. They can trap. They can do more stuff. And again, this is just all for right now.
He's at least shooting 35% from three this year.
Yeah, he hasn't been horrible.
He's not been horrific. He's had some stretches where it's been
streaky.
Dude, you're one for like 15. What's going on?
He's had a couple of heater nights, too.
But yeah, there's a combination here. So it's averaging out to about 35. We'll see. I hope he stays in the starting lineup. I've been on that all year.
I think it's important for him, too, to be out there with other guys and learn how to be effective when he doesn't have the ball in his hands.
I think it's important for everybody involved. Yeah. I think it's important for the players, the organization, and Scoot to just leave him in there. Let him be on the court with Drew and Denny. Mm-hmm. Figure that out. Give him some minutes when those guys or one of those guys is
on the
bench.
And Drew constantly in his ear explaining what's going on, where to go, how to handle these situations. Yeah. Team makes an adjustment. This is what they're doing. Hey, look, that's fantastic.
Well, they're done defeated in the Tom era. And we got to know Tom Dunn a little bit yesterday and the ownership group.
Yep.
So let's kick off the second hour. Something abundantly clear to me about Tom Dunn and the new ownership group. We'll start with the Dunn press conference, hour two, Dirt and Sprague 105.1, The Fan.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
How would you describe yourself?
fun, sporty, bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.